Have you had experience with a witness protection program? As a prosecutor.
The witness protection section, the WVSS, the people that deal with our witnesses?
Or the effectiveness of the program, or issues and problems, if any, with the program.
Yeah, we as prosecutor, you deal with it in the sense that this is the unit within the registry that brings the witnesses to you in court. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry?
Yeah.
And of course, there is... If there is a court order in place for their protection, certain measures apply. But they're mainly done by the WVSS. Of course, as a prosecutor, you have to be careful to follow the orders that are in place.
WVSS stands for what?
Witness and Victim Support Section.
Okay, thank you. Mm. Now, finally, you said there were legal issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to get at that.
Okay, well, can you hear an expert witness as the first witness in the prosecution case? Issue number one. Addition of new witnesses once the case started. Another example of a legal issue. Request for severance midway. Accused falls sick. Can you continue with or without him? Or can you continue without him for a shorter period of time? Judges fall sick. How long can you go on without them? With one of them. admissibility of evidence is constant, although the standards is fairly clear on paper, and the application may be a different issue.
Standards are clear on paper.
Well, the law is not... it's settled, I would say. But then when it comes to application on a day-to-day basis, the question is, well, should you let a whole book in on the record, although the witness may hardly refer to it in his evidence, or has nothing to do with the book? You know, the parties will disagree on that.
What is the law that's settled in 25 words or less?
Oh, the law that's settled, that it's... Basically, it's not a question of admissibility, it's a question of weight. And it came through the Branjanin case, which is the case at The Hague.
Okay. What is the duty of the prosecutor or the court to provide statements and potential exculpatory evidence to the defense?
The duty is on the prosecutor to it. We have to disclose any statement,
regardless of whether it's good, bad, or indifferent.
No. Mm-hmm. If it's bad or indifferent in terms of the accused, we don't have to disclose it unless it's the statement of a witness that we're calling, or it's something we want to rely on in evidence.
I'm not sure.
Well, depends. Okay, let me put it like this. If the prosecution are in possession of materials that may potentially mitigate the guilt of the accused,
yes,
or affect the credibility of prosecution witnesses, we have to disclose it. Okay. That duty is unequivocal.
Okay. What don't you have to, or is it discretionary, or what?
Well, let's say you have.
Less.
Yeah. Well, let's say you have an investigator's report that say, "Well, I've interviewed 10 witnesses in this and that commune. They all confirm the other evidence we have that Calamansera was seen on such and such a date, such and such a place, doing this and that." We don't have to disclose that. It's an internal memo. It's nothing. It doesn't contain any exculpatory information. The defense can't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. Anything else about the providing of evidence or material to the defense?
Well, let me just say that in terms of the witnesses that we're calling in the case against the accused, you have to disclose all their statements that we have in our possession, whether those statements were given to ICTR, to the Rwandan authorities, to the Canadian authorities. The key word is just... You know, it has to be a witness that you're relying on in trial, and that you're in possession of that statement. We're not obligated to run the world over to collect them, but if we have it, we have to give it.
Okay. And have there been times when the defense has claimed that you or your office have not provided appropriate material?
Yes, that happens often.
Often? Mm-hmm. And what's the general claim?
Well, I think there is a cloud of suspicion that we're sitting on all this information and we're not sharing it, and somehow they will all become innocent if we did give them the documents. Often it's RPF related.
Okay. And have any of those challenges resulted in, how do we say this, negative action by the court that would be against the position of the prosecutor?
No, in the cases that I worked on.
Okay. Are you aware of others in the room?
Yeah, but I'm not going to talk about
them. Okay, that's fair. Okay, and I wasn't going to ask
No.
you about it. Okay.